in St Michael's Church in Chrysler, County Donegal. Mr Kelly, who was 59, was one of those killed in the explosion which claimed the lives of 10 people in the village this day last week. In the United States, the Congressional Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol has voted to issue a subpoena to compel the former President, Donald Trump, to testify before it. Mr. Trump, who has dismissed the investigation as a witch hunt, is not expected to comply. Reports say the British Prime Minister Liz Truss is expected to be forced to scrap parts of the UK mini-budget in the days to come, amid growing pressure to reassure markets. As the controversy over unfunded tax cuts continues, there's speculation of a potential leadership heave as discontent grows within the Conservative Parliamentary Party. The Chancellor of the Exchequer, Kwasi Kwarteng, has cut short his visit to the International Monetary Fund's annual meeting in Washington and is returning to London for talks with the Prime Minister and Tory MPs. The water quality of Ireland's lakes, rivers, estuaries and coastal waters has declined in the last 5 years, according to the Environmental Protection Agency. In its latest Water Quality in Ireland report, 2016 to 2021, it notes that just over half the country's surface waters are in satisfactory condition. Mary Gurry, Programme Manager for Water Quality with the EPA, said the effects of agriculture are causing damage in certain areas.
We're very concerned about the impacts on the south and southeast, and we've been saying for a number of years that nitrate levels from agriculture are a problem in this area. The levels in the rivers and in the groundwaters are too high, and that's flowing into the estuaries, and we're now really seeing the impact of those nutrients causing damage in our estuaries and coastal waters.